April 10th, Blessed James Oldo, Confessor, Third Order, at Lodi in the territory of Milan. There labored at the end of the 14th century a very zealous preacher of penance, who at the same time did strict penance and atonement for the transgressions of earlier years. It was James Oldo, who was born in 1364, descended from a distinguished family and reared according to the spirit of the world. James, after the death of his father, gave himself up unreservedly to the enjoyment of the world. Even after he had married, he and his pleasure-loving wife knew no other purpose in life but to give themselves up to every amusement. But a friend of his died, and he accompanied the corpse to the grave. There at the open grave of his friend, divine grace seized his heart. He thought to himself, "If your body were lying here, where would your soul be?" Immediately he resolved on a radical change in his way of living. He made a general confession, joined the Third Order of St. Francis, and began a penitential and devout Christian life. Gladly would he have led his wife on a similar course, but his own mother detained her amid the vanities of the world. But later the mother had a vision in which it appeared to her that she and her son had been snatched from their worldly amusements to appear directly before the judgment seat of God. She was so strongly affected by the vision that she herself spoke to her daughter-in-law and urged her to follow the example of her husband. Both women were likewise received into the Third Order. The fashionable family mansion, which until then had so often been the source of extravagant pleasure, served now as an edification to the whole city. When his spouse died, James became a priest and then began to lead a still more rigorous life of penance. On his bare body, he wore a coarse penitential garb, ate neither meat nor drank wine, and observed an almost continual fast. Sometimes he ate only once a week, until he received an order from his bishop to take food at least three times a week. He slept on the bare earth with a stone under his head. Incessantly he preached to the people, admonishing them to do penance. Many turned from their worldly way to a Christian life. Many even left the world to serve God in the religious state. Thus a prominent lady named Mirandola founded a convent of poor clares, provided sacred vessels for the church for the sale of her jewels. From the sale of her jewels and herself entered the convent as a poor clare. James obtained from God the gift of prophecy. Repeatedly he foretold wars, which always took place as he predicted. He also announced the time of his own death and died in the fullest hope of divine mercy in the year of our Lord, 1404, 7 years after his death. His body was found uncorrupt. The confirmation of his cult as blessed, or equivalent beatification, is now being sought. Concerning the time of mercy. 1. Consider what precious fruit for life and for eternity Blessed James reaped from the solemn moment when grace urged him to do penance and to change his life. Truly did he use the time of grace well. In a wider sense, our time of grace is our lifetime here on earth. As long as we live, God offers us his grace toward the forgiveness of our sins and the betterment of our lives. He speaks, as it were, to you when he says, "Behold, I stand at the gate and knock." Apocalypse 3:20. If you open the door of your heart to him, he will enter. He will enlighten and strengthen you, that with his grace you may produce fruit for life eternal. Do not let him knock in vain. It is still day when we can still work. Maybe it is already evening. Soon the night will come when the Lord will knock no more, and you will not be able to work any more. 2. There are special times of grace, such as Lent, which invite us to do penance. Easter, a time for resurrection, to a time to a new and zealous life. The feast of the great mysteries of Pentecost and Christmas, the feast of the saints, especially those of the Blessed Virgin Mary. On such days, God dispenses especially abundant and wholesome graces. Concerning this, the Apostle says, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6:2. Improve these occasions particularly through the devout reception of the sacraments and other good works of salvation for your soul. The prophet admonishes us to do so when he says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is still near." Isaiah 55, verse 6. 3. Consider that special moments of grace come to every human being as they came to Blessed James at the open grave of his dear friend, and to his mother in her vision. On such moments often depends our entire eternity. and in any case, a higher degree of perfection which has its effect on our entire life, and accordingly also on the greater measure of our blessedness hereafter. Because the graces thus offered form so many links in a chain, if you do not grasp the first link, the entire chain is lost. Oh, that we might not lose through our folly what is intended as moments of grace for our salvation. Prayer of the Church. Stir up your might, we beseech you, Lord, and come to the succor to succor us with great power, that by the help of your grace, the indulgence of your mercy may hasten what our sins impede, you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Blessed James Oldo, pray for us. Thank you.